Well, Medicare changes on the way, going to have an impact on people for sure and for certain. To talk about that, our federal member Lisa Chesters joins us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. So, Lisa, what's happening to Medicare from July the 1st and how will it affect the average patient?
Yeah, this is a real shocker and caught me by surprise. All of us, when we go for elective surgery, that's the one where you get hit with the really big out-of-pocket expenses. Most patients pay the gap between what Medicare won't pay and what the doctors charge. And there's a bit of a schedule that's set up. Well, there's about 900 changes that's going to happen to that. And what my big worry is and what the doctors are saying and what the health experts are saying is, it's a very complicated change. There's going to be a lot of procedures that are affected. And it's happening so quickly that patients will be left out of pocket. 1st of July is only a couple of weeks away. People will have had their surgeries booked in for months now, possibly even longer, and yet they might be hit with a nasty bill or have their surgery delayed because doctors aren't sure what they're going to be charged. And also, an example.
And also, there's delays due to the COVID delays as well, aren't there? So there's going to be more people getting hit with this.
That's right, and so they're still catching up from last year when they had a pause in elective surgery. So it's really busy at our hospitals because they're trying to catch up on the delays from last year. And so now patients will be hit with higher fees. So a bit of an example, you go in for a surgery and it might be, say, on your hip. It's not just a one fee. There might be multiple kind of procedures that occur on your hip. At the moment, Medicare has three different payments involved in that because there might be three different types of procedures involved. What the government's going to do is combine that, say, okay, you get one fee. But what we don't know yet is that one fee going to cover what the previous three fees combined would have been. So there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of confusion. But, I'm really anxious, and I believe the doctors, when they say it's going to put patients out of pocket and they're going to be paying more. It's frustrating, I bet, for a lot of people who are booked in to get their surgery. But my question to the government is, why are you rushing this? Usually you announce something, in 2021 to apply in 2022 to give people time to implement a new payment system. You're going to leave a lot of people out of pocket and a lot of surgeries cancelled because you're expecting the entire country to implement this within 3 weeks.
Yeah. And what is the rationale behind it? Have you been able to sort of really work that out?
There's been a long time call for we need to make the Medicare benefit system simpler. That is something. And there's a few procedures on there that are a bit out of date. And there's been a review that's been going on for quite some time. But it's one of those things where Scott Morrison kind of really fails with delivery. In that it's sort of like, okay, you've got this final recommendation that's come forward from a committee about what needs to change. Let's implement it now without it sort of going to proper consultation or proper implementation process. The fact that the head of the Australian Medical Association saying 3 weeks out, we don't know if people will be left out of pocket, we think that they will be, means that the government's rushing this one.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a couple of things. So, making sure that there are new technologies, are being included on the Medicare benefit scheme. They can be added at any time. Taking off old, out-of-date procedures, that can happen any time. But it's the fact that the government's trying to push it through right now is getting people very worried. And I'm worried because out-of-pocket medical costs is something that's raised with me all the time.
Yeah.
Healthcare's never been more expensive, and now it's going to go up again.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, just before you leave us, National First or Thank A First Responders Day today, and I think it's always great to just acknowledge the fantastic work they do.
Oh, absolutely. We'd be lost in central Victoria without our first responders, whether they be our SES, our CFA or our AMBOs. All of them, most of them are volunteers.
Yeah.
And that's something that we should be incredibly proud of. So thank you for all those who give up their time to help keep us safe and are there for us in a time of emergency or crisis.
Yep, well said. And well said, Charlie, as well, having a bit to say today. No,
Charlie.
That's okay. He's obviously got mum and dad's, penchants for public speaking.
I think he's doing well because he's speaking more than Lisa, so he's doing well.
We'll let you get back to lavishing 100% of attention to him, and we appreciate your time as always, Lisa.
About that.
Not at all. That's great. It's fantastic, I reckon, anyway. It's little Charlie getting a bit fractious there. Lisa Chester's our federal MP. Yeah. It's the wake up call, 4 to 7, it is. What's coming up, Steve?
Well, Greg Hunt, I'm just following on from that last story. Greg Hunt said it's had a long lead time and they're investing a further $6 billion in Medicare services. Just thought we'd put that in for a point of difference.